Thank you, Sarah. Our final news stories include calls to sort out Anglia Square's problems before any planned redevelopment, and a new village is mooted as leaders look to find sites for almost 9,000 homes. But first, city teenagers face an education shake-up.
A Norwich Academy sixth form is to cut its A-level subjects and offer just one sports course for next year. The Hewitt Academy in Cecil Road has said that from September it will be focus on its two-year BTEC sport and exercise science course instead of other A-level subjects, of which it has offered about 30 in previous years. Students who are midway through their A-levels will be able to complete them, while those who have applied to study the courses in September will now have to find places at other sixth forms. They said they were working with applicants for September to find the best alternative courses, either at another Inspiration Trust school or elsewhere.
Watchdogs have returned to assess the quality of services provided to vulnerable young people in Norfolk. Inspectors from Ofsted paid their second visit of 2017 to Norfolk County Council Children's Services Department recently, with their monitoring report due to be published next month. In March, Watchdogs published a report after a visit to Great Yarmouth offices and highlighted, quote, decisive action, unquote, which had been taken to improve a service twice rated as inadequate. Areas of significant improvement were highlighted in that report, including that performance management and quality assurance, key criticisms from Ofsted's previous visit, had been significantly strengthened. But they said that it remained too early to see a consistent impact on the front line, and the service most children and young people receive was not yet good enough. The inspectors visited King's Lynn this time, and bosses at County Hall say that they have been taking action to give social workers more time with families to ensure consistently good practice and to improve services for older, looked-after children and those on the edge of care. A previously delayed partnership with Barnardo's has now been launched. The charity will manage a service called New Directions, named by children and young people.
Empty council buildings could be turned into homes for young people leaving care in Norfolk. Children's service bosses at the Norfolk County Council are looking to tackle one of the shortcomings highlighted by Watchdogs, that support the care for leavers was inadequate. Council officers believe breathing new life into council buildings would stimulate the number of providers on the market who provide what is known as unregulated accommodation, because they're not subject to Ofsted inspections, for care leavers. The idea is that the council makes the buildings available and providers would then manage the accommodation within them. Council bosses say the cost and availability of buildings is currently a barrier to providers, so the move could open up the market. Penny Carpenter, chairman of the Children's Services Committee, said of the plan for the council to use its own properties, "Developing accommodation for care leavers was one of our key manifesto commitments. These young people are among our most vulnerable, and we need to ensure they have the right support and accommodation as they move towards independence. Finding suitable accommodation for young people is often difficult and expensive, particularly for those with the most challenging behaviour." Members of the Council's Children's Services Committee will be asked to agree to a feasibility study to look at the plans.
Campaigners are celebrating after plans for a controversial housing development on a much-loved area of Woodland were refused. London-based developer Socially Conscious Capital had sought to build 300 homes on Racecourse Plantation in Thorpe St Andrew near Norwich. But Broadland District Council's planning officers turned down the application under delegated authority. While councillors and campaigners have welcomed the refusal, there are now concerns that the developer could appeal the decision. Racecourse Plantation, which forms part of Thorpe Woods off Plumstead Road East, has been used by generations of people in the town. But had the development gone ahead, it would have resulted in the loss of 10 hectares of woodland.
A hacker, who calls himself His Royal Gingerness, has been jailed for 32 weeks for a disruptive cyber attacks on the website of an airport and a hospital. Daniel Devereux, who is 30, of no fixed address, targeted the websites of Norwich International Airport and the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Devereux, who has short ginger hair, admitted two counts of unauthorised access under the Computer Misuse Act and appeared for sentence at Norwich Magistrates Court. The court heard that Devereux had mental health problems and was currently serving a prison sentence for an unrelated matter. District Judge Nick Watson jailed Devereux for 32 weeks and also made him subject to a 5-year criminal behaviour order, which will closely monitor his use of the internet. Devereux smiled as he was led away to the cells.
A new village could be created in Norfolk as council bosses and leaders tried to figure out where almost 9,000 new homes should be built. About 48,500 new homes need to be built in Greater Norwich, the area covered by Norwich City Council, Broadland and South Norfolk, over the next 20 years, according to the consultants brought in by council bosses. The consultants reached their conclusion after looking at data on population, economic growth, life expectancy and commuting, as well as the size of families and other social changes. The locations for the bulk of those homes has already been established through various blueprints and existing planning permissions, but that still leaves council leaders with the task of figuring out which sites should be allocated to take 8,900 homes by 2036. At a meeting, they would look at a string of options where the houses could be built.
Crime and other problems at Norwich's Anglia Square should be dealt with before any redevelopment of the shopping centre goes ahead, a meeting has heard. About a dozen people joined former Labour MP for Norwich North, Dr. Ian Gibson, for a meeting at Anglia Square's offices to voice their concerns about the area which has been earmarked for development. Issues mentioned included drug use, aggressive begging and traffic problems. The developers are yet to put in a full planning application to the City Council for the site, which includes the vacant former office building Sovereign House, the condemned multi-storey car park fronting Edward Street, and Surrey Chapel Free Church.
If there is one common trait possessed by dads across the world, it's their ability to tell a bad joke. And to prove that point, with Father's Day in mind, Norwich City stars Stephen Naismith and Russell Martin went head-to-head with their best gags. The duo, who are both fathers themselves, took part in a dad joke face-off organised by Vauxhall, which sponsors the home nation's football teams. Canaries midfielder Mr Naismith, 30, came out on top with a series of expertly delivered and painfully bad one-liners. For his first, he said, "Why didn't the footballer approach the woman at the bar? She was out of his league."
OK, and on that parting shot, we've come to the end of this edition of Chatterbox. Don't forget the July edition of Let's Talk follows at the end of this recording. When you've finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over. And there's no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you have listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. The editor was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordist was Stephen Cox. We always like to hear from you, so do please call us on 01603 765 365 or visit our website at cbtn.org.uk. So from all of us here at Chatterbox, goodbye.
Goodbye.